It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, our final report of the year. It's a Republican American report. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American, rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Wow, the end of a decade.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Oh, another one.
Start of another. Amazing.
It is.
Time goes. Well, so, I'm glad you're safe and comfy, and I hope we don't get ice.
Be brave and keep those prayers going. They've
okay.
worked so far.
Okay, just, yes, rain gods stay and ice gods go away.
Right. Yep.
So, another very quiet week as far as I'm concerned.
Well, today has a lot of things if they go on because of the weather.
Yeah, well, the ski jump camp has been pushed up, right? It's tomorrow and Wednesday.
It's tomorrow and Wednesday. Everything stays the same, except it's not today. It's tomorrow and Wednesday.
Right.
For Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Now, there's also a blood drive today.
Oh, really?
That's
okay.
Scheduled at the Sharon Hospital from 9 until 2.
And I just saw the Red Cross van go by.
Okay,
oh, good.
So you can give blood.
Yeah.
They're looking for all types, but especially type O.
Right.
So
yeah,
that is happening today. In your little town of Kent, there is a photography workshop for kids in middle school and high school, grades 5 and up. The Kent Memorial Library. And the Wasaic Project are getting together with that. Weather permitting, 12:30 until 4:30. And the big one tonight is what, Ruth? The boarding house meeting.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, you had me stunned there for a minute. And yes, of course. I assume that's still on.
When I've been announcing these, I've been saying weather permitting.
Yeah.
Set for 7 o'clock. People will be able to talk, give comments, ask questions. Commission's not going to make a decision tonight, but they're going to listen.
Right. And as we've talked about, this is the moratorium on boarding houses put out by the Planning and Zoning Commission. They've gotten petitions for this. There was an outpouring at its last meeting where people begged for this because they're concerned about these houses that are literally being rented out. Rooms are being rented out. People are being sort of squished in, and people are concerned about not only health, wealth, and public safety, but values of their property as well. So, what they're really upset about are the sober homes, but as we pointed out, you cannot use that, that they fall under the Americans with Disabilities Act, so they're calling them boarding houses. 7 o'clock town hall.
That's tonight. Now, you know what I wanted to ask you, Ruth? Something very strange happened this past month. The Region 1 Board of Education meeting was canceled or postponed because of inclement weather.
Right.
They never made it up for the month of December.
They did not. Apparently, they could not come to a consensus on what day to have it, which seems odd because, I mean, it was canceled early in the month, and yet they could not get a date where all six members could get together. And we do have two new board members coming on, so there's going to be a change there. The Canaan person, Doug Humes, has left, and Brian Bartram is taking his place. And Stacy, her name just went out of my head, is taking over for Jennifer Weigel. Stacy Weiner is taking over for Jennifer Weigel from Salisbury. So first thing they have to do is reorganize and elect officers. But it has to be a special meeting because by the rules, you have to set your dates for the following year by December 31st, which they didn't do, obviously. So that next Monday's meeting is going to be a special meeting, and I guess they'll set the dates from then on.
And it's going to be interesting to see because they're going to have a report from the 111 Corporation.
Right. Yes.
It's going to be very interesting to see if the Cornwall representative recuses himself and just leaves the room while that report is talked about.
Yeah, which was your issue at one of the meetings. Yeah. It's not just saying I'm recusing, but leaving the table as well.
That's the whole thing. It's not, I mean, she's going to give a report, so there's obviously going to be questions and answer sessions, so that's why I really urge the board to follow the rules and have him recuse himself, leave the room, and have somebody call him in when that section's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about following the rules. I'm not
following the procedure.
Procedure,
well,
actually.
I don't think, quite honestly, I don't think everybody understands all the Robert's Rules of Order and parliamentary procedure on these boards. And Tom Hennick from FOI does come and teach, but somehow some people just don't get it.
But it's almost like following a recipe. You know, these have been in existence for X number of years for a reason, and it's not as relaxed as it can look. It just isn't.
Right.
You have to
have
a fundamental structure.
Well, it's interesting because we talk about this area, and you know, we're small and we know each other, and we can do things maybe a little bit differently, but not a good idea. I think rules are rules, and it's a slippery slope when you do change things.
So. Well, school boards go under state regulations of it, mm-hmm. because the Region 1 was created under a state act. So it's not just, you know, you're not just a small little place out here.
You should be following the rules.
Yes.
You're right.
So we'll see what happens at this meeting.
Yes.
Maybe they'll surprise us and actually do it.
But that's next Monday. We have, when we start our
real time.
That's
next year.
Yeah. We did have a story on the church in Canaan that's closed down.
Yeah.
It was confirmed by the president of the board of the Knights Templar group that owns the building that the Covenant Church has left, vacated the premises. They now are looking for a new tenant. They're very anxious to have somebody come in there. Anyone who's interested can contact Brian Jones, who's the head of the board of directors. Don't want to see that building empty, and so we'll see what happens there. And we attended the Christmas breakfast at the Methodist Church in Lakeville this week, which is always fun. It's a great coming together on Christmas Day. And as we always say, Marshall, it's not just for those who need it. It's for those who, you know, for company and getting together with people if you don't have close ones by and for the holiday.
All right. Well,
very nice. And all the food is donated by local businesses, everything. Mm-hmm. Everything down to the flowers on the table, which is really nice.
It's just like the Thanksgiving dinner that's held at the program house in North Canaan.
Right. Yeah. So, but, okay, we'll hopefully clear out the ice and get going and see what happens. And as we say, there's always news. We don't have to. We think it's light, but it'll come.
It'll come. Well,
it'll come.
We'll speak to you next year, Ruth.
We'll talk to you next year, and Happy New Year to both of you. A healthy one, and let's see what happens.
I'll say same to you and your family.
Same to you and your family.
Take care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio, rap-am.com.